August 7th was the date marking the beginning of autumn on this year's Chinese calendar, but the temperatures on that day hit an all-time high of 40.8 degrees Celsius, setting the record for the highest temperature in 140 years since the government began keeping records. However, Hangzhou beat Shanghai with 41.2 degrees Celsius the following day. Among the top 10 hottest cities across South China, 7 of those cities are in Zhejiang province. In such extreme weather, people are trying everything to escape the heat. Du Xiaobo is a local Hangzhou resident.
There are some old air raid shelters in Hangzhou, and they are open to local residents to dodge the heat. People also flock to the newly opened subway to get cool. The city forbids people to swim in the Xihu Lake, but some people would swim in the smaller ponds or rivers, and that's quite dangerous.
Du Xiaobo runs a silk factory in Hangzhou, but he says there's nothing for him to do at the moment at work.
We have to ensure the local residents have enough electricity to use, so we have to shut down the power at the factory every week. Given that I don't have anything to do with the short supply of power in my factory, I want to travel to northern China to enjoy a cooler climate.
In Shanghai, people can be found squeezed together in indoor swimming pools, while even more people can be found in libraries and shopping malls. Some street vendors only show up after 5 p.m. to protect the freshness of their fruit, compared to their Euro 10 a.m. start. Many of them roll up their shirts to cool their bellies. The easiest way for people to stay cool is to stay at home with the air conditioner running. But for those who have to go to work, the burning streets cannot be avoided. Taxis are doing extremely well these days, and people have to use the mobile phone application designed for booking cabs in order to ensure that one will be available to pick them up. A Shanghai taxi driver says he's making much more money these days.
Lots of people want to pay more to have a cab picking them up during the morning and evening during rush hours. Even though it is forbidden by the rules, we can still make some money thanks to the high demand.
Supermarkets are also trying to make profit from the heat economy. In Hangzhou, supermarkets are offering cooking services to customers. But of course, customers need to choose the ingredients and vegetables and meat from the supermarkets, and they also need to pay for the service fee. But compared to getting sweaty cooking at home, many are quite happy to see their meals prepared by a chef.
It's more convenient. I can get food later, and now I can just enjoy the coolness watching them cook.
While city residents continue to rack their brains on how to fight against the heat, forecasters say the megacity of Shanghai and Hangzhou will have to continue to suffer through the high temperatures until at least this weekend. For CRI, I'm Liu Min.